All right, so this interesting language in the Chovas HaLevavos, Shara Bitochen, which I think leads us or can lead us to a deeper insight and a maybe easier path to achieving Bitochen. So in the Chovas HaLevavos, in the third parak of the Shara Bitochen, he says, he lists a number of prerequisites that the individual, that Hashem, has to have in order to put one's trust in him. V'hashishi, he says, sheyeda, rav tuv ho'elokim al ha'odam. Person has to know the massive extent, the rav tuv of the good that Hashem has for people. Uma shehischil oisoy boy, meroiv hachesed v'hatoivo. And what it all begins from is from the magnitude, from the abundance of chesed and toivo, kindness and goodness. Mibli sheyeroi etzel lekach. That beyond what a person should necessarily earn or deserve. It's just Hashem is molei toivo. V'loy letzorech shiyeh elov, and not for any benefit whatsoever to Hashem. Ach nidovo v'toivo v'chesed. That everything that comes, the toiv and the chesed, the hatova and the chesed that comes from Hashem is not because we're worthy of it, is not because he has any benefit from it, but ach nedovo. Nedivus is this massive commitment towards giving the toivo and good for chesed and kindness. Kasher bi'arno b'shara b'chino, so forth. Okay. He explains this. This is where he's talking about Hashem. In the first series, has a series of seven, then another series of seven, but they don't coordinate exactly the same numbers. But over here he explains it a little better, what he's talking about, the general, the person in whom a person could put his trust. He says, "Sheyeh mi shebotach olov b'tachlis hanedivus v'hachesed." The one that a person can trust, he has to be in the ultimate, in nedivus, that means in giving, v'chesed, and kindness. L'misha roilo, l'misha roilo, whether you're worthy or not. V'tihye nedivusoy masmedes v'chastoy nimshoch. Lo yikoreis v'lo yipose. His nedivus, this nature to just be able to be, to give, has to be masmedes. Masmedes hasmoda means constant. What? Constant. It's always. V'chastoy nimshoch, and his chesed derives itself, draws itself from that. Lo yikoreis lo yiposek, and it never stops. Umishna, then he goes, a person who has all these midas, then it's possible to trust him. I believe that in these words, that Hashem, it's all about nedova v'toiva v'chesed, is an expansion on the traditional concept of the basis for bitochon. Traditionally, we've said it here so many times. David HaMelech said in Kapitel Yud Gimel, "Vani b'chastecho botachti." I trust in your chesed. Hashem is oilam chesed yibone. He created the world just for the purpose of doing chesed, and that's what he does. And you can trust his chesed. Yogeli b'shuasecho, and there the Goyin says, and therefore I am sure in the future that I will rejoice in the Yeshua because I have such trust in your chesed. And of course, shira ki gomel olai, that's Reb Chaim's word. I'll say shira after the fact. Fine. But it seems here that Hashem's chesed doesn't begin with chesed. It begins, he says, with the shemish botach alov, it has to be betachlis hanedivus v'hachesed, v'tihye nedivusoy masmedes v'chastoy nimshoch. his nedivus is masmedus. In other words, the chesed Hashem, the chasodim that he does every chesed. Let's say we can sit up on the bed in the morning, it's a chesed. We can stand up, it's a chesed. We can walk, it's a chesed. We can go to the bathroom, it's a chesed. We have clothing to wear, it's a chesed. We can take steps, it's a chesed. It's a chesed, you know, to be able to walk. All these things are all chasodim. But what we sometimes forget is that they're noiveya, they're drawn, they're nimshach from an edivus masmedes. So in order to really appreciate the extent of Hashem's chesed, and in order to really be able to count on it because it's so extensive, it stems from this giving, this hatova, this goodness, this passion for giving, that's masmedes. His nedivus is masmedes, and from that is chastoy nimshach. Now, the truth of the matter is...
What does chastoy nimshach mean? The chesed that he started continues.
Okay.
It's ongoing. But it started with chesed.
Okay, I think nimshach means it's drawn, it comes out from the nedivus.
What about the first step is not chesed?
What?
I don't know what that means. You said that the first
step... In other words, until I saw this, I looked at chesed, rely on the chesed. Hashem does chesed. That's what he does chesed. See, chesed is not necessarily masmedes. For example, I don't eat all day long. I mean, maybe I do, but I shouldn't. I'm not even walking all day long. I sit sometimes, right? I'm not standing up all day long.
But you want to walk.
Okay,
walk.
Okay.
That's
but masmedes. The point is,
whenever you want to, you have the ability.
No,
he's not going to force me to walk if I don't want to walk. That's not chesed.
No, but there's more than that. There's more than that. But the chesed that we're receiving is not necessarily every second of the day, all of these chasodim. But what we realize is, if the chasodim comes from a nedivus masmedes, so in other words, here, you want to have an image of Hashem, his chesed comes from what? From this being who 24/7, from the beginning of creation and forevermore, his essence is Nedivus, giving, I must give. In fact, even when there's no opportunity for chesed, I'm sure there's always opportunities for some people, but when there is no specific opportunity for this individual, but that Nedivus HaMasmedes is burning. It's constant.
So just quoted, I heard someone recently quote Nefesh Chaim, maybe, that said that... that even if we were to live 1,000 years, we wouldn't be able to thank Hashem enough for all the chesed that he does for us.
That's true.
So the fact that we're alive is a chesed masmedes.
That's true.
No. So what is it? I'm missing
more,
the point.
But there's more. It's like chesed are actions. Chesed, he did something for us. He gave us...
Give me life.
But nedivus is something else. We talk about his essence of nedivus.
What's wrong if you say that it's the whole time chesed?
What?
Why are you reluctant to say that?
Because chesed is an action. It's not the mahus of who's doing the chesed. Chesed is an action. A mahus, his essence is not, he's not made up of chesed. Chesed is what he does. Nedivus is what he's...
Is he a rachamim, or rachamim is what he gives?
No, rachamim is also.
But I thought that's what he's defined as. The Yud Gimel Midos is his essence, isn't it?
So when there's what's rachamim? When there's a nebuch situation, it's as rachamim. Nedivus is an... Nedivus masmedes. That concept means that Hashem is... His essence is... In other words, like, I cannot have a second of my existence going by without giving. It's a different picture. If you picture rachamim and you picture chesed, you picture acts and responses to situations. That's what rachamim is. I respond to a nebuch situation with rachamim. Chesed is, there's a need. I fill the need. But nedivus is this, the essence. It's only when you look at Hashem that way, it's like he has to do chesed because it's nimshach for his nedivus. It's not shaykh. To me, I don't know, maybe I'm overrating this, but to me, this was a tremendous chizuk in being able to rely on Hashem's chesed, because it's not just I'm giving this, I'm giving that. I have rachmanis over here, rachmanis over here. It's his ongoing essence. Chesed is not an essence. Rachmanis is not an essence. These are actions and responses. But nedivus is an essence. This is a giver. I must give. I must give. I'm a giver. That's it. So a giver has to give. To me, it was a different, because he emphasizes how this is it's mitzad. And he says it over here when he's talking directly about Hashem. He says, mitzad ha'ach. He says, it's lo yitzarech she'yel elav, no benefit for him, and not that we deserve it. Ach nedovo v'toivo v'chesed. And I think that's the way that the Paslechem says like this. Listen to this. He says, here it is. He says, Nadova v'tova chesed, Nadova hu tchilas his erus ruach harotzen hatoiv. Nadova means it's the beginning of the awakening of this rotzen hatoiv. I want to do good. I have a rotzen hatoiv. I want to do good. V'nei b'tchila hiktim chesed v'toivo, fishu koinim l'chol ha-metzius. Okay, so he goes into another thing over here. But he says, it's a his erus ruach harotzen hatoiv. To me, that gives me like a basis for relying on his chesed, because that's he's for and it's he calls it over here nedivus masmedes. He's always in nisoirer with the rotzen hatoiv. If he's always nisoirer with the rotzen hatoiv, then I expect all the chesed. I can rely on all the chesed.
Isn't a baal chesed someone who's always doing chesed, like a baal lashon hara, someone who's always talking lashon hara? Baal in definition means it's constant.
The always of an action is limited to the actions. The always of a mitzius, of a midah, of an essence is that's the essence. I'm not communicating it.
No, I'm understanding. I'm missing the.
To me,
you're saying it's a higher level. Is that what you're getting?
It's a more. It gives me more confidence. See, if I have to be confident,
more real?
If I have to be confident in a chesed, so then I say, oh chesed, no, shemagor machet. Maybe I don't deserve it, right? That's the problem with bitochon. But over here, it's like mitzidoi. He has to give it. That's his thing. He's ruach rotzon
hatoiv. As if to say that otherwise Chasho has no purpose to exist.
No. That's
his. I'm saying in a bad way. That's his sole job in this world.
That's right. Me comes.
Otherwise, there's no point of him being controlled.
Look at this. He says like this. He says. Let's take every word. Sheyeda roiv tuv rav tuv hoelikim al odom. Okay. Umashiis cheloi seboy. And what he began this hatova me roiv hachesed hatova. Mibli sheyiye roi etzloi lekach. The person is not roi, and veloi letzorach sheyeh elov, and no benefit for Hashem. Ach nedova v'toyva v'chesed. And that nedova that he's talking about, he defined over here. Here he spoke about a being having it. There he speaks about Hashem is nedivusoy masmedes bechastoy nimshach.
It's so, more unconditional.
That's right.
It's unconditional.
It's like mitzidoi has to do
it's
it.
It's unconditional.
That's right.
It's nothing to do with the subject matter, if he's deserving or not.
That's right. That's what he says.
What he is.
That's right. And it's almost like he has to do it. He has to do it. It has nothing to do with me. He has no need. It's just pure. To me, this concept of nedivus gives a whole new basis to be able to find more confidence in Hashem.
That ought to be worthy.
Well, that's right. It's sort of the way the big problem that we know in Bitochen is that every mamin doesn't have bitochen because he's afraid. Shelogar machet. Maybe I don't deserve it. This is sort of a way that emotionally he can cope with that. I don't deserve it. You know, I may not deserve it, but he has to do it. That's his thing. I don't deserve it, but that's his thing. So now we got a conflict.
It's his thing to every person. Oh, that's his thing in the world.
It sounds like nivdivusam asmedes goes on everything.
The world at
large. Yeah, no, but on every person too. Because he says, this is how a person has to think. Nedivusa masmedes, this is why I rely on him.
Yeah, well, so it doesn't say it. The quantity of... He could be doing chesed for five people as opposed to every individual in the world.
That's true.
So in other words, he's still in the div lev if he's giving five people chesed.
No,
how do I still know that I'm going to get it?
No, because
he's
talking to each person.
Simultaneously?
No, because he says each person should think. You want to be talking to Hashem, so think about this, that he has no reason to do it for himself. you're not worthy of it. Ach nedova v'tov v'chesed, ahisiris ruach harotzim atoiv, which he defines over here as nidivusoi masmedes.
It's funny that the Yud-Gimel attributes of that the final Hashem doesn't say nedivle. That's one of the main basics
interesting
that
that's it's a not good kasha. That's maybe that's
Rachum Chano, but there's no reference to nedivle. That, of course, is the epitome of what he is.
No, so maybe Nediv Lev, they're all aspects of Nediv Lev. The Yud Gimel Midos
together
are the expressions of his Nedivus Lev.
But the aspect of Hasmada is lacking from the
what?
The aspect of Hasmada is lacking
from but the Yud Gimel Midos. This is how we see the Nedivus. We see Zrachum, Vechano, Erech Hapayim, Netzachesel, Alofim, all these things could be. Anyway, so I just thought that could be a chizuk in terms of backing up beyond the chesed and the issue of maybe I don't deserve the chesed. Yeah. It's almost as if there's a conflict here. He has to give and I may not deserve. Well, if he has to give, I can rely that he's going to give. It makes it easier for a person to have. That's one piece.
Definitely a positive thought to think.
Yeah, it's a positive thing. Now there's one more thing I just want to share with you. Here I happen to have a copy of this. The second pasuk, "Bechol rochecho do'ehu v'hu yeyasher or chesecho." There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoina here, which I think can be a formula for chinuch hamusa. Chinuch hamusa meaning doing actions in a way that they can influence us to have greater bitochen. So he says like this: "Bechol poil." Asher tivakesh lasis, any activity that you are planning, that you're set to do, you're attempting to do, you want to do. Now, I don't know how small or how big the activity is. Here we'll see in a moment. But this is the thought. Behold, Rochechod Yerushalayim HaMelech is telling us over here: with all your ways, know Hashem, in any poil that you're desiring to do, this is what you have to do. This is the protocol, okay? We have now from Shlomo HaMelech, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, a protocol of how to go about doing our activities. Number one, Zechor es Hashem Yisborach. Remember Hashem. We tend to forget Hashem. When I'm busy with my activities, you know, I'm not thinking so much about Him. Everything I do, you know, every step of the way. The first step is you want to do something. Zechor es Hashem. The second step, v'kaveh elov latzlichacho boy, and hope to Him that He will make you matzliach in what you want to do. So two things. I'm doing a deal now. I have a thing going on. I must whatever. So his first thing is remember Hashem. We tend to forget. Secondly, hope to Him that He's going to give you hatzlocha. The third thing, not only to hope, we know there's a difference between kivui and bitochon. Hope to Him, that means don't despair, don't give up hope, don't be meyayish. And more than that, put your trust in Him. Number three, and then he says a fourth one. V'hoshev, I think he translates, he changes the gear, so v'hoshev el libcho, return to your heart, ki ein hapoil biyodecho, that this action is not in your heart. And then
you remind yourself of that fact.
That's right. And then it continues, v'oisev amikra hazeh, this follows the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk said, b'tach b'ashem b'chol libecho, v'al b'nos chal tishoin, so he says, now b'tach b'chol libecho, and he says, there are people that are not b'chol libecho, so he says how to go about doing it. is when you follow this course of B'chol Nochechado Ehu, you will eventually get, he says at the end over here, that you'll eventually reach exactly, the Loshon is a little bit schwer, but you'll reach the level of Bitochen. So it seems there are four steps to reaching Bitochen. Problem is that they're a little bit out of order. The first step is to remember Hashem, Fashdeitzach. You can't hope to Hashem if you don't remember Him. You can't trust Hashem if you don't remember Him. But look at the last step. V'hoshev el libecho, ki ein hapoel v'yodecho. I would have said that that should have been the first step, right? The first step should be v'hoshev el libecho, ki ein hapoel v'yodecho. Or first, remember Hashem. Okay, let's say, remember Hashem, and then think that you don't have the power. Then have hope, and then have trust, right? That should have been the logical sequence. At the end already, where I reached a level where I have hope and trust, now he says, now put into your heart that ein hapoel v'yodecho. Very strange. So I want to suggest as follows. I think it's very relevant to how to develop more and more bitochon. Vaistois, it's not so simple. To think, to hoshev elibecho. Elibecho means real, not just lip service, not just intellectual, but return it to your heart, that ein hapoel v'yodecho. It's very hard for man to believe ein hapoel v'yodecho. There's an ego piece. What do you mean? I can't do. I'm very capable. I'm very powerful. I'm very talented, number one. And then there's another piece. If I can't do, so, what's going to be? I can't make a living. Hapoel, hoshev elibecho, she'ein, has it? She'ein hapoel biyodecho. I can't work. What do you mean? I can't tolerate that. If I can't work, I can't support my family. What kind of thing? So there's a resistance that we have to be limited in our koiches. We feel the need, I can work and I can accomplish, right? And to say that I can't work is too limiting for people. So he says like this. He says, you know what you have to do? You know when you can hoshev elibecha. Now, of course, the beginning of the process is once we remember Hashem and we have to hope to Him because we know we need Him. Because I look around and I see I can't do it. But I can't really internalize the limitations that exist on my ability to do and to accomplish until I first have developed a modicum of bitochem Hashem. And once I develop that modicum of bitochem Hashem, I remember Hashem, I hope to Him, I trust Him, and now I'm capable of saying I'm really helpless, and now I can really get to the highest levels of bitochon. Because the fact that I don't want to admit my helplessness interferes with the bitochon. Because, what do you mean? I could do it myself. Right? I that's what ishtadlus is. I'm doing it. I can do the ishtadlus. I can do it. I don't think...
No, because it makes you vulnerable. What? But if you're secure... Because you have bitochon in Hashem.
That's right.
Now you have the foundation.
That's right. So in other words, I know on a certain level I need Hashem. And when I think of Him, then I know I need Him. Then I hope to Him, and then I trust Him. But then I could reach this level, which is critical to have the true bitochon, to have the real bitochon. I could reach this level of, you know something? I know, I'm not afraid now to admit that I really can't do anything. And the reason I'm not afraid to admit it is because I know Hashem's going to take care of me. If I didn't think Hashem's going to take care of me, I can't admit that. I can't deal with that. What do you mean? I can't work.
Why wouldn't you not be afraid because you know you're Shabbos?
What do you mean?
Your Shabbos is to work.
Yeah, no, but I'm...
You're not going to gain anything.
No, but I... But no, but I... If you tell me that I'm going to do Ishtadlus and I won't be able to do it, I can't do the Ishtadlus. I can't. You can't make money. I'm telling you, you cannot make money. You can work as hard as you want. You can't make money. So if I can't make money, so I can't admit that. If I can't make
money... Why does someone believe that, though?
What?
I think what he's asking is, why would someone believe that without doing their shtadlus? Who gives you the right to think that you can't make money? Try.
No, you're right, but a person can't. No, I say a person can't think that. He can't, because if he thinks he that,
think
he's what? Finished.
He
that I can't make money.
Oh, I mean, he can't think
he
that.
He can't
right?
think that. So, Mamela, that's not the beginning. The beginning is, remember Hashem, and come to levels of, moderate levels of bitochon. At that point, when you have the security, in other words, it's your insecurity that doesn't let you think that you can't do it. Because, then what? But once you have the security that it's going to be done,
you let go.
What?
You let go.
Yeah, once you have the security that it's going to be done, then you can believe that you can't do it. So, Mimela, it comes out like this, that we need this formula in order to have bitochen, but we can't take it out of order. A person shouldn't stop by saying, "Oh, I can't do everything, I'm relying completely on Hashem." You don't believe it. You can't get to that point because it's too painful. It's too painful. It interferes with the bitochen. So first, don't go there. First, remember Hashem. Then, put your hope in Him. Then, develop trust in Him. And now that it's almost like, now your job is secure. My job is secure. I know I will have my parnosa because He's going to take care of it. Now I'm ready to, what's the word you use? To relinquish. Now I'm ready to say, oh, you know, I can't do it. So I think two things over here. Number one, this is a very important realization that we shouldn't fool ourselves and think, oh, it's everything Hashem, I can't do anything. We don't really believe it. We need a certain measure of bitochen in order to accept the fact that I'm really helpless. And if you start with the helplessness, you're fooling yourself because it's not real. You start just remembering Hashem. Then you go to the kivui. Then you go to the bitochen. Now that you have a security, now you're ready to say, you know, I really can't do anything. And once you realize, based on this bitochen, that you can't do anything. Ain, how is this loshen? Ain, he says, Hoshiva Libcha. Now, Hoshiva Libcha means to me, a little bit of this I had before, but the depths of it I can't achieve without the bitochen. Then, Ki ain apol biyodecho, you don't have the ability. Now I'm ready to soar to higher levels of bitochen. But I can't get rid of that blockage that says I have the ability. I can't get rid of that blockage.
Isn't
bitochen
that? Isn't the definition of bitochen in essence that when someone who really has bitochen is basically saying that it's not me?
That's right, but
so
you can't.
I'm saying, so you're really starting off with bitochen. Remember Hashem. Stacks of us have bitochen, that's basically saying that it's not me.
Yeah, but
is that included in that?
Yeah, but you know, you can have bitochen, but
this, by having real
bitochen, no, bitochen would say no. Bitochen would say,
I'll do my part, but I trust Hashem.
Yeah, or bitochen would say, listen, He's going to give it to me, but of course, you know, I still have some koiches. No, you can only, and to get true bitochen, a person has to come to this, because then he's not desperate. If we're not desperate, we can't have the true bitochen. The truest bitochen emanates from the situation that I have no choice.
So like you're going to end up being desperate, but you can't start off being desperate.
That's right. You can't let yourself, you won't let yourself be desperate, but once you have that bitochen, then you can't be.
You might not even be able to handle.
No, that's what he's saying.
You know, you're going to feel so helpless.
Yeah. And therefore you don't let it happen. If you don't let it enter your heart. You know it on a certain level. Yeah, I know I can't really do anything. I need Hashem, but it's superficial. But this formula can bring to the highest level of bitochen. So we have now a form. So we have two things. We have one, nedivus Hashem, that 24/7 midah, as opposed to actions, is a very good source to give us inspiration to be able to put our trust in Hashem. And then we have a chinuch hamusa here, an exercise. You're undertaking a project. You're undertaking a deal. You're doing some kind of whatever it may be. So there's a four-pronged program. Don't stop by saying, oh, everything is in the hand of Hashem, I can't do anything. You don't believe it. Who are you fooling? Stop faking. First you start by, I remember Hashem. Then I say, hey, if there's Hashem around, I'm not going to lose hope. And then that not losing hope even elevates me to the level, I'm confident that He's going to help me on a certain level. then you're ready for the next step, which is a critical step to get to the higher levels of bitachon, and that is ein hapoel biyodi, and telling your heart, internalizing it, that ein hapoel biyodi. So I would say that this is an exercise that will be kedai to keep in mind as often as we can. I mean, we can't, you know, all, but to keep in mind, this exercise can truly bring us to ever higher levels of bitachon, which is, you know, as we know and we always reiterate, which is the greatest menuchas hanefesh and the greatest schus for a person to achieve the things that he looks for in life.
Oh, yeah.